another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Weekend Bang on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Antlion Audio. Keep your headphones, get a mod mic. They're actually pretty sweet guys. Every time that we have them on the show, they actually make a very good impact. I really like these guys. On today's show, we got to get right to it, because we got a lot. We got a lot. The real David Webb's here, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
And how's your little dicky?
Can we retell the story?
We have to.
So we did some BTS, of course, on facebook.com/videogamebangbang. Go and like the page. You can see all that stuff. The rapper Lil Dicky came up in conversation, and so Webb, I guess, gave his little 2 cents on it, and he utters, without thinking before he speaks, like, you know, some people might want to do.
Which I almost always don't think.
But it was very beneficial that you didn't.
Was very beneficial.
So he goes and utters the phrase, "I showed Jamie Lil Dicky tonight," and instantly catches himself.
Lost it. I was laughing.
Congratulations on the sex.
Yes.
No, I didn't say that happened. I just said.
He laughed. Corey
laughed.
She
was disappointed.
Well, because that's the thing. Because in the rest of that story, because I did show her the rapper, Lil Dicky.
Okay.
And because Aaron and I find him humorous.
We do.
Corey does not.
I'm coming around.
Okay.
You're coming all around right. to the little dick.
I'm coming around a little dicky.
He's coming around a little dicky.
So I wanted to get my wife's opinion on it, and straight face. So the rest of that story was going to be, so I showed Jamie Lil Dicky tonight, and nothing, just straight face, which was going to be
It was hilarious.
That was great.
Webb laughed. Like I said, Corey laughed. Oh, the man. Chat laughed. Steven laughed. The table laughed. We killed the table.
It was good. It was a good start to the show.
Webb sold that a little bit.
Back from hiatus, everybody. Steven Gutierrez is here.
What's going on, people?
No, definitely.
Clap. I've missed Steven so much. I'm so glad he's back.
Mrs. Little Dicky? Impersonation?
Hey, first of all, it's Average Dicky.
Wow.
Average?
It's Girthy Dicky. That's the name. All right? By the ones and twos, Corey Vincent, everybody.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How's it going?
So what's bringing you around to Little Dicky now?
I just had time to think.
Okay.
First,
about Little Dicky, huh?
When you first showed me Little Dicky,
okay.
I was disgusted.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then I just kept thinking about it.
Kept thinking about Little Dicky, okay.
Little Dicky just popped up in my head every once in a while. And now I'm coming around to Little Dicky.
I mean,
I'm not gonna say
go with those feelings.
I'm not into Little Dicky yet, but playing with the idea.
You're open to Little Dicky.
I'm open to Little Dicky.
Okay,
you're in like the college phase.
Yeah, I'm experimenting with Little Dicky.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
And the other member that's here, day in day out, they're always into Little Dicky. The chat, everybody, say hello, chat.
What it do, chat?
Hello, chat.
I've spent today kind of researching a lot of different things. One thing that we'll get to a little bit later, it was a little game called No Man's Sky.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. Because I was like, you know what? I'm just going to buy this game today. I feel like that.
Today?
Today. I was like, I'm just going to buy this game. Whatever. Screw the critics. Screw the you know, the haters.
Buy it.
Yeah. I'm just going to buy it. But
you didn't. Then Aaron Carter was like, whoa.
Something stopped me.
Whoa, Aaron.
And so I brought it. I brought it here. The universe did stop me. Yes, and I was like, you know what? We're gonna put it on trial first. Ooh. We're gonna put No Man's Sky on trial. You know why I say this as well?
Because last show,
go check it out if you haven't. We talked about competitors for Game of the Year, and No Man's Sky didn't even make the list.
No,
didn't even make the list. Why is that, Webb?
Because it doesn't do anything. There's nothing new. It just does things better.
Better.
Wait, what?
Wait, that isn't.
Not
why
better.
Would that just exclude it from being?
Tread carefully, Persian.
Wow.
Though you've played more, you've put the most hours. I think
I have.
Have you?
Oh, this
you
is
know
great.
What it's at? His Steam told you. I think I was at 13.
Oh, I think you passed me up.
Still?
Yeah.
Because I haven't played for like a week.
I haven't either.
I read somewhere that the percentage of players, you know, we were talking also last week on the Wednesday show about the percentage of Pokemon Go players dropping from like 100 million to like 90 million. And we were like, oh, the game's going to explode now, people on the internet.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky, I read a number saying it dropped 88%.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Wow.
That's a much bigger deal.
That's a huge deal.
That's a massive drop off. If somebody said, Steven, you've got an 88% chance of getting your nuts kicked.
What? What do I?
That would be you. Would you be worried? Wouldn't you?
Why?
Yeah, exactly. Your first question is why.
Don't kick me in the average dickie.
Yeah.
I only see what it has to do with this.
Oh well, I'm just saying it's a high percentage. 88% is a high percent. Like that many people dropping off.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it feels like that, and that's probably why it would kept me from buying the game. I mean, we'll get into it, of course, a little later, but. It felt like they had their target, of course. They knew what they were going for.
Mm.
They shot.
What was their target?
Sean Murray knew what he was going for. He knew what this target was.
Him.
Yeah. Him alone. Him alone. Literally.
Him alone.
Hello Games.
He's like, I am tired of being in a studio with you people. Yep. I want to be by myself
in
space.
He was like, I know exactly what I want to play. I know what three other people want to play. I'm going to make this game for them. And I'm, you know, that's what I want. And I think Sony got a hold of it. It was like, we want the next Minecraft.
I think that's what they wanted.
And so they tried to market this thing like, you know, whatever. But we'll go.
Yeah, we'll go. Into
we'll that. Definitely go into deep details. Because, I was racking my brain back and forth. I was like, I'll just buy this stupid game. Whatever. It's what? It's 60 bucks?
What? It's 60 bucks?
Right?
I didn't pay 60 bucks for it.
Right?
Sir Aaron Carter, the guy who will barely shell out $3
right?
to buy a game,
it's pricey.
Wants to buy a $60 game.
It's craziness. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web!
So now Blizzard says you can broadcast your games on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
Corey did this at least twice, right? Not once.
I did it many
not
times. Twice.
It was like 40,000 times.
I did it like 40 times trying to figure out like all the settings to get it just right. Because, of course, our setup's a little more peculiar than average. So we have like 5 webcams hooked up to this bad boy, 3 sound cards, all sorts of crazy stuff. So
the party's in a pear tree?
Yeah, actually.
Okay. It keeps it running.
Yeah, okay.
Which is fine. So it's finally fine. Got all the bugs hammered out, and it's really cool. It's built right into the BattleNet system. You just click a few buttons, and there's, I think, a hotkey for it, too, to start streaming. And you could, what's cool for us, and I'm sure many other people, is that you don't have to just stream to your Facebook account. You could also stream to, like, your page. So we were able
to your individual page, right? You don't have to do. You don't have to have a.
No, like we were streaming to
video gaming.
Oh, okay.
Or you could stream to your personal one.
Okay.
You can choose.
I like that.
It's kind of weird because I couldn't tell like if people share it and then people are commenting on the shared version of the video. I can't see the comments. So I have to. If you comment on the one on the Video Game Bang page, I can actually see it.
Charlie Manson in the chat said he helped you out with the audio there.
Yeah. Charlie Manson was awesome. He was helping me because also the audio levels, like what I was hearing in my headphones was way different from what the people were hearing. So I had to go turn things down. So it could use a little bit of work. They'd make it like easier to fine tune the audio levels on Overwatch itself, on the game audio. And then occasionally we would have a chatter like come in, like someone I'm playing with, and it would be way too loud. And so there's just some minor bugs, but you know it's brand new. It's really cool. Yep,
there it is.
Hey,
look at that. Longshore 443. You just got banged, and he's hosting. Thank you so much.
Nice, Longshore. Thank you. If you can too, let us know in chat. You know, how'd you find us? Was it Craigslist? Because I put up a Craigslist ad for.
You did too.
Yeah.
Was it male seeking audience?
It was. It literally is exactly word for verbatim.
M4A.
Yeah. So how do you like it above like a Twitch or a YouTube stream or?
It's different because here's the thing, like it mixes a lot more personally. Like, so people who are on Facebook are not the same people who are on Twitch.
Correct.
So I literally had my grandma put like, "Hey, Corey, you're looking good.
Wow.
You know, you should probably not eat so much." Like, this is the most communication I've had with my grandma in a year. Was her watching me play Overwatch. So
not like, "Hey, Corey, you might want to hook a little better."
Yeah. "Hey, Corey, get good, motherfucker."
Exactly.
You get your head out of your ass. Like, act like a tank.
Touch the bastion.
"Tope, you are not in my family."
Disown.
"You play Genji like a man, damn it."
Wow. No, I mean, I see. Oh, it's man. A new audience, and that's pretty cool, but I wonder why they decided now to integrate this with Facebook, like Blizzard out of all the people.
Why not? Somebody had to do it.
Really? Yeah, Blizzard?
If not Blizzard.
You asking why Blizzard's doing something to help the fans?
Well, because, I mean, it seems like there's Twitch already, okay.
Yeah.
So
Steam has their own.
Yeah, Steam has their own personal one.
Yeah.
But they don't do it for, like, Facebook. Like, you know, I think why wouldn't Blizzard do it for their own?
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know.
They have a client. They have a little, you know, game launcher or whatever.
Yeah, but why recreate the wheel when you can just...
Because Steam did it.
All
yeah,
in
but
one
how
package.
How effective is Steam?
I have no idea. I've exactly. only used it, I used it one time with Laura.
And it's because Twitch was down.
And no, Twitch was up. What was crazy was I used it to stream Laura's stream... on my Twitch. It was the stupidest, most convoluted thing we've ever done, but it was so people can see her playing on Twitch.
Was that Streamception?
Okay. It was Streamception. Yes. Quite it was it. Definitely.
I think we had to do something like that for the 24-hour stream.
Like we stream through something. Yeah.
Yeah,
It was a strange thing. A strange time, you know, but I mean all the luck to you, Blizzard. Facebook is a very good place to do it. I mean, we just had major success, of course, right now with our stream on Facebook.
Yep. The greatest other, joke. Do you see other companies jumping
following
on that?
Suit? Yeah. I mean, why not? Hands down, why not? And I mean, it brings your personal people closer to you, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They get to see what you're playing at the time. I don't know why PlayStation just doesn't do it automatically right there, like with your PS4.
What do you think's next?
PS4.
No, to do it like... You think like a company like Activision or EA would do it?
Activision isn't
a
company anymore. They're
just throwing it out there.
Yeah,
I like to see
EA.
Like,
yes,
Twitter. That'd be nice too to stream to Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter is tough,
but
though.
They own Periscope.
Twitter is tough because they don't even. You can't even post your Instagram pictures to Twitter directly. You just see a link.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because Facebook owns Instagram.
Is that what that is?
I don't know if that's why, but I know Facebook owns Instagram.
Oh, well, then that could be the very well the damn reason. Cause
yeah.
It's irritating. You know, I kind of have to do like two posts, if anything.
Yeah, but if anything, you're getting traffic to two sources.
Very true. Very, very, very
that's what
true.
I do.
What are they saying up in the chat? Let me see here.
I think it was the new guy. Likes your glasses.
Oh, thank you, new guy. It was from Sir...
Longshore, I think?
Sir Devin? That was his name, right?
Sir Devin, from StocktonCon. Yeah.
Sir Devin from StocktonCon hooked me up with these glasses.
Just some random dude.
Just met him that day. Said, "Hey, like your glasses? Like your style?" Gave him the old wink of the eye.
Is he the same level of knight as you?
No.
Or what level knight are you compared to
I'm a fourth level knight.
Fourth level
knight?
Yeah,
there are 10 levels. So 10 levels. I'm pretty, you know.
You're up there.
Yeah, I'm pretty up there.
It's like a yellow belt.
Yeah, it's almost. Almost.
I think that's green belt. Yellow belt's number 3.
Is it?
I thought it went.
I think different disciplines do different orders.
Yeah.
Generally, it's white, yellow.
So in the knighthood, you know, I'm around. You know,
yeah.
You're like an orange or green belt.
Oh, we should say congratulations to Sacramento, Sacramento's own Paige Van Sant. She trains with Uri Faber's gym. Knocked out some bitch with a jumping switch kick. It was sick.
I did one of those last night.
Really?
Yeah.
When you were showing the little dickie?
Yep, that's how I did it.
When there was nothing, she just jumped switch kicked her.
Still wasn't impressed, apparently.
Yeah, she trains over at Uriah Faber's Ultimate Fitness, and it's a huge win. She was on Dancing with the Stars, got like second place.
Make it on Dancing with the Stars, you've made it.
Yeah. Is that where she knocks some bitch out?
Yeah.
They did a better pillowette than she did.
Yeah.
Bitch, boom.
Jumping switch kick.
Longshore 443 just subbed to our YouTube. Thank you. Also, Special Cases says YouTube gaming is a flop, right? ?
I think it is.
I think it is.
And I
too.
Bet if you go back to the episodes where I was talking about it, it's another one where I was totally wrong.
You were talking about it was going to be the next thing?
Because I thought it should have been, especially
it really should have.
That year when we went to E3 and it was hardcore. Actually, that might have been the one you didn't go to, but it was Twitch versus YouTube Gaming at that E3 for their coverage.
Uh-huh.
And I would watch some of the coverage on Twitch, and they'd have some newbie like streamer guys on there, and you know, they were just unprofessional and like, I don't know, just it was. I guess that's what the people like these days. And then you switch over to YouTube, and they had like the Game Theories guy going over stuff and the big announcements, and it was like night and day in professionalism. So I was thinking, oh, YouTube's got the money, they got the talent that everyone loves. You know, they'll throw PewDiePie on there for 2 seconds.
Oh
and,
my god!
But it wasn't to be. It wasn't to be.
I think it's just force of habit. People are used to going to Twitch.
They're like, we got Twitch now, so why switch?
They have that name brand. It's brand recognition.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wore Nikes all your life and, you know, Adidas came out with something that looked similar, would you switch?
It just proved that old adage that you don't have to be the best. You just have to be first in some cases.
Gaming says, my man Pubes. No.
Pubes.
No. Just no on that one.
Moving right along.
Yeah, moving right on the hell that along. Note. Adult Swim is publishing a Toe Jam and Earl Back in the Groove video game. Kickstarting it, actually. Adult Swim Games is stepping into publishing an all-new Toe Jam and Earl 25 years after the original Sega Genesis 1 debuted. It's called Toe Jam and Earl Back in the Groove. Do we want this one, though?
I don't know if I want Adult Swim attached to it.
Why is that?
I love Adult Swim and all, and like their humor is today is much different than it was even just like a year ago. Like they really are on that Tim and Eric like crazy off the wall comedy.
They are, yeah.
I kind of hope they can tame it down and keep it nice and classic Toe Jam and Earl. Because the game was, I love Toe Jam and Earl. Like it was one of those ones that I rented from Blockbuster many, many times.
It was a co-op game too, which was cool. And it went to split screen if you guys moved apart.
Yep.
Far enough.
Yeah. Which
you didn't see that much in a Sega Genesis game. Like,
I feel like you don't see that much
now.
Period. Yeah. Well, now couch co-op. Yeah, couch co-op. What's that? Yeah, but exactly. Just in general.
Yeah, yeah. It had cool. It had its cool moments and stuff like that. And there was supposed to be another one, like for the Dreamcast or something like that. But I think that one flopped out. I could be wrong about that. I just know they were supposed to make a new one.
I'm glad that the property's coming back. Don't get me wrong. I love that. And actually, Adult Swim, they're very entertaining. Like I really do. Like Dr. Steve Brule is pretty much my spirit animal at this point. So. I'm excited. I'll definitely get behind this one.
Well, it says the game will be coming to PC and console in 2017, but if you're at PAX West Coast, you'll be able to check it out there. They'll have a demo up and running for yourself.
What? That's quick. Quick turnaround.
Very quick turnaround. So that does beg the question, which old 90s game do you want to see make a resurgence?
Ooh.
I mean, if Toe Jam and Earl is getting the... Like, where's the fan base for Toe Jam and Earl? You know the last time I heard about Toe Jam and Earl?
Me?
No.
I brought them up on the show.
Childish Gambino.
Really? Oh.
Hey.
Running around the aisle searching for Earl like Toe Jam?
Yes. Or something like that? Yeah, yes. Yeah. Like, that's the last time I heard about anything like that. Nobody's been clamoring for a Toe Jam and Earl video game. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
And thank you, OPD something else? I was distracted. I apologize, but you just
speak up in chat, and we'll be able to see his name.
Yeah, say something, and then we'll see your name
In chat room. There's a question for you as well. What old 90s game? It can be Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, anyone. What do you want to see make a resurgence?
I thought you were doing that rap intro that Corey does.
No, Lord, no.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
Let it rest.
If you don't know, now you know, man. Let's see. Someone said Pikmin, but I don't think that's 90s.
That's definitely not 90s. Definitely GameCube, not 90s.
Definitely GameCube era.
Talking about Lemmings.
Chrono Trigger, Gaming Since Gaming. There you go.
Is that 90s?
The old Super Nintendo one.
Oh.
Yeah, Chrono Trigger. They did the other one. What's the other one?
I didn't
one?
Play it until it came out in the DS.
Yeah, they already did that one. They already did a remake of, not a remake, but like a
it's just like
reboot or remake. I guess it was a remake.
It was a port?
Yeah, port. Yeah.
His
port.
Name was
Do ports count?
OP Decades. And he says, what's Gucci, y'all?
What's Gucci? Wow.
Is that a good one? Is that a new one, Aaron?
No, that's extremely old.
Is it old?
Yeah.
It is pretty old.
That's
we did that on the farm in the farms
yep.
years ago.
Many years in the 90s.
Uh-oh, we got Word You? He says Abe's Odyssey. Haven't seen that one in a while.
I actually bought that. Not that.
I feel like that's one of those ones. It did get really overdone in its era, though.
They did what? Three of them?
Oddworld.
Abe's Adventures. Odyssey. The last one was the Super. Or not Super Nintendo. The last one I think was Stranger, right? Yeah. But that wasn't really. It didn't feel like.
Wasn't that like a spiritual?
Yeah, it was
in the universe.
It was in the universe, wasn't Abe saving other aliens. It was the stranger who could like beat up people.
He was a bounty hunter.
Yeah. Awesome. So it wasn't really kind of a. If you want to go back old school and you freeing slaves,
I could have swore they just made another one.
It's getting an Aladdin reboot.
Parasite Eve.
Those games were hard.
That's what I'm saying.
They were difficult.
Soul Reaver series. Let's
bring
it back. I mean,
let's bring back Fighting Force, y'all.
Yes, they definitely bring back Fighting Force.
Even though it's one of those games that kind of screwed up with the sequel.
Because it was terrible.
The sequel was terrible. Legend of Legaia 1 was like one of my favorite games, and then the sequel was Bootsy.
Game Assist Gaming, 100% correct. 90s RPGs belong to Squaresoft. Yeah, they had the good ones back then.
Hi, I'm Dalton. He says he wants to smoke weed every day.
Does he now?
And then he said, 420, blaze it.
Clearly.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Clearly.
Is that Nate Dogg?
Smoke weed every day. Rest in peace.
Oh, is he dead too?
Good Lord, man.
He's dead?
Good Lord.
You say that like I just talked to him yesterday.
Yeah, he died.
And he's dead?
And it's like, he was sick. That's
He was smoking weed every day.
Yes, he had a stroke and
his lungs failed.
Wordy, you just got banged, but you crush my dreams all the time. First, you told me
OBGYN died.
OBGYN died.
ODB. You told me he is dead. Big baby Jesus.
It's because he liked it raw and he caught something.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean,
next thing you know, Eazy-E's going to be dead, and then I'll be crushed.
He literally died. Because he did it wrong.
Yeah, he's a big time.
Oh,
that's horrible.
Man.
That's horrible. But not as horrible as the life cycle of the Wii U. So Nintendo president.
Oh,
Nintendo president.
Damn.
The Wii U liked it wrong.
Says that they're going to do better next time, everybody. That's terrible.
Said I promise you.
Says we're gonna do better.
This is one thing I swear to you.
On the NX, we have to communicate the uniqueness and have a continual beat of great new games. That's what he goes on the record to say. This is Reggie.
Yeah.
6'8", Rafiza May.
Reggie Jackson.
He might as well. I mean, the guy is a giant.
Are you gonna tell him that the Wii sucks? He's gonna just take off his coat.
Really?
He'll be all buff. Like, what's up? Punch you in the face.
It's
like Bill Gates in South Park. An episode they fought.
Yeah. He says, one of the things we have to do better with the NX launch is we have to do a better job communicating the positioning for the product. The Wii U, they said people just didn't get it. They wanted to look at it as this is a tablet controller as opposed to their real, I guess, idea of you can play while somebody else is on the TV. This is just a different interface. Don't look at it as an actual tablet. So with NX, they're trying to say, hey, we're going to be more upfront and tell you, hey, this is the idea. This is how it is. You know what I'm saying? So you don't get confused about the product that you're buying. Did you buy that, Web? It doesn't look like you buy that.
Well, they straight up lied to us last time because didn't they say like that the Wii U was going to be a really good like gamer console, and they're gonna have all these amazing third-party games.
Yeah, that's why
that's why it's called Wii U, because it was for you. You're supposed to be the hardcore gamer that they're supposed to appease with all this stuff.
The problem was that third-party developers didn't want anything to do with it.
Correct.
Because I knew they were screwed on that front the first time. Remember when BGB was doing our comparisons back at the old house?
Uh-huh.
We spent a night with each console, and then we'd go record a podcast about what we thought.
I remember this, yes.
And we tried Call of Duty on the Wii U. It was the absolute worst. There wasn't a sprint or something. Like there was no crouch. There were some stupid control options where it just felt so bad.
Yeah, it didn't feel like it should have felt for a first person shooter. It didn't feel like first person shooters belonged on the Wii U because of that giant tablet that was in your hand.
Yeah, no, that's
And maybe weird. That's not what the system was made for. Like, Nintendo is a very creative and imaginative company, and when they make their products, I think their imagination is bigger than the actual games that can fit on the actual
thing. Let's bring it down
okay.
a few notches. No, I'm saying that's what Nintendo needs to do.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah.
Let's bring it down a few notches.
But they can't do that, because that's what Sony does. That's what Microsoft does. They keep you simple. Here's a controller. Here's the inputs. Here's a first-person shooter. It works. Boom.
Yeah, but how successful are they compared to Nintendo?
Well,
because it works.
But they have... But there's different... I would say different successes. Only because look at the Wii. First-person shooter didn't really work on the Wii.
No.
But that system was very successful.
Was it as successful as the PlayStation or the Xbox?
Probably even more. The regular Wii with the motion control? Wii Sports sold that crap like hotcakes.
But then how long before...
The Wii U came out and
How long before... Those hotcakes were sitting on the shelf collecting dust.
Oh, I don't know.
You played your Xbox or PlayStation. Because I had a Wii, and it was fun when I had people over.
Yeah.
But when people weren't over, I played my Xbox.
But here's the deal. Because we all had Wiis in here, right?
Yes.
Okay. We all bought them. So that's 100% market. They just got in VGB right there. So it doesn't matter if you played it, for 2 days. They sold it to you. You know,
Charlie Mantis says everyone and their mama had a Wii, and that's true.
Yeah,
because my mother did have a Wii.
Boom, there it is.
All because of bowling. My grandparents had a Wii.
It was all because of Wii Sports.
Dude. Reggie goes on to say, "We have to do a better job of helping people understand the uniqueness and what that means for game playing experience. We have to do a better job from a software planning standpoint to have the continuous beat of great new games." That are motivating more and more people to pick up hardware and more people to pick up software as well. I mean, having the regular steady flow of video games, duh. That's not groundbreaking.
You can have the best system in the world, but if you don't have the games to force people to play on your console,
then
you're going nowhere.
Exactly. I don't know what Reggie thought he was shocking the world with when he said that.
They just keep banking on Mario, which, I mean, it works for a while, and then you're stale.
I mean, he needs to show us something. How about that? How about we do that? Can we see a damn game? Can we see a system? Can we see a controller?
They showed you a game. They showed you Breath of the Wind.
I was going to say Zelda.
Okay.
Zelda.
Now, how am I
controlling am I Zelda? It?
Yeah.
Because right now I'm playing with my imagination.
Right now, exactly.
I'm playing it with a drawing that got leaked.
Because what I imagine,
wait, what are you talking about?
What are you playing it with?
The NX.
It's the NX.
What's the NX?
Yeah. That's their next. This is what we're talking about here. The NX is what he's trying to hype up.
NX gonna give it to you.
Okay, we'll see it. We'll see whenever it comes out and it's steam powered. You have to put
that was quick
coal in the machine the whole time.
You get to burn your Wii U games. And your Wii U, that's how you power it up. It's like throw it in there.
To throw your system right in the fire to turn the game on.
It's going to be a good game. I just hope it gets put on a platform that people could actually play it. I think it is going to be on the Wii U still, because the demo I played was on the Wii U, and it was fine. I didn't notice any, and it was a rough version.
They need to focus on HD, like graphics. Their freaking system isn't going to support like 4K like these other systems. They're not going to be able to compete because everybody's going to jump on the new hotness as soon as those systems launches.
I'd love to say Steven was wrong. I would love to, but I can't because, as much as some gamers will go out and say, games are about fun and it's not about the graphics, guys. It's about having fun and gameplay. But then No Man's Sky comes out and then we get a lot of people in our chat who's like, this game looks like it's old. It looks like it's on a Jaguar. It looks like this. It looks like that. Who would play a game that looks like so much garbage?
That's how they play it first with their eyes.
They decide what we want. I'd rather take gameplay. I don't.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't care if the Wii U looks worse than the other ones. I just want good games, but mass market wise, Steven's probably right.
Games is Gaming says the Wii U and NX will have the Twilight Princess, just like the game. Or not the Twilight Princess, but the
Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Fire 3. Just like Twilight Princess was on the GameCube in the Wii.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably a smart move. Get it on as much as you can.
Every game company does that. They always relist them on their on the current one and then on the new one.
Yeah.
You know what they do
360, Xbox One.
They always go backwards compatible.
They do.
So I honestly would expect that from the NX.
And yeah. I applaud them for that because they go full-blown backwards compatible.
Do you think they're going to do with the NX what they did with the new Game Boy and you have to buy the power cord separate?
Oh, yeah. They need to make some money. What? Hold on. Gaming 60 Gaming says, Steven is wrong. People will buy NX just for Zelda. Sure, they might sell it afterwards, but Nintendo already made their money on it.
Why would you buy the NX just for Zelda if it comes out on the Wii U?
Yeah.
Well, that's that intangible. That what does the NX do? Why is it, you know, going to make that game more fun, you know?
Unless I can feel the breath of the wild
on
my face from the NX, what's the point?
Okay, there's a lot of people that are still salty from buying a Wii U.
Hell yeah.
And they see this game, it's like, oh, it's coming out on there too. Now I don't have to dish out another $300 on a system I'm not going to play.
Yeah. You know,
and I'll just buy it on the one I already spent money on.
And let's get into this real quick too, because he's bringing up the point he would rather play it on a superior console. And we're about to get this whole type of war that comes out soon with these superior consoles. With the Scorpion
and the
Sub-Zero.
Project Scorpio, Sub-Zero, and now the NX.
Yeah, so here's the thing too. If you can play it on the other one, on the original, the
current
quote unquote, you know, not better console, and you get the same experience gameplay wise, then what's the purpose?
Spend $60 or $460.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like again. Like what? Webb said, yeah. If I don't feel the breath of the wild on the nape of my neck.
It would have to be a gimmick like so crazy to make people want to get it. That system.
And here's the thing. Here's what I think.
Just don't see it.
What's going to happen to the NX is exactly what happened to No Man's Sky. We've had so many teasers and so much time to come up with what our own imagination.
We're making our own NX.
So when it comes out, it's never going to live up to the expectations that we've brought
all
it up
in
to
your
be.
Mind.
GSG also goes on to say, just like I bought a Wii, even though I owned a GameCube,
I did that too.
Yeah, but there was a difference.
There was a big difference between GameCube.
Yeah. The graphics definitely wasn't the difference between
the motion.
It was the motion. This was something brand new that we hadn't seen completely on a console different. Level. You know, really at all.
Right.
The thing about Nintendo fans, too, is that I think we're discounting, and, you know, Nintendo fans, they're their own breed.
They are.
We're discounting the Joeys of the world.
Yeah, and the Jadas. Like, if you put a Triforce on anything,
they'll buy it.
They'll buy it. And what Nintendo is very good at doing these days is producing just enough to create hysteria.
I remember working at GameStop and
from just the two of them.
Well, look at the Amiibo
thing.
Like, Amiibo, that's why I believe Amiibos really kicked the shit out of Disney Infinity.
Because it was Nintendo.
Like, when you go to a Target, for example, like, it always felt like nobody was buying the Infinities because I think they stocked up too much on them. When you go to the Amiibos, certain characters, yeah, they were always there, but then they created this, their own hype of not creating enough of a certain character.
Right.
And then people would just get obsessed about collecting them.
Because they were perceived to be these rare characters.
There was a secondary market. There were special Facebook groups dedicated to trading. I mean, I witnessed a deal in person. I saw me and Jada met some people in LA to try and to make a transaction.
That's weird.
It's to speak on something that Games is Gaming said in chat about getting the Triforce tattooed on them. I was going to say, when I worked at GameStop, we interviewed two people, like, back-to-back, that both had Triforces tattooed on them. One had it on his hand, and the lady, she had it on her foot. And I was like, that's how you know it's a...
It's for hand and foot jobs.
Yeah, basically. So, I mean...
That's what it is.
Nintendo is a big company. I'm pretty sure whatever the NX is going to be, it'll be interesting. To say the least. Let's put it that way. I'm not going to be like, it's going to be a success. It's going to blow your mind.
It's blow your mind, but it's going to be a success because of the Joeys and the Jadas of the world.
The Gaming Sense Gaming.
Yes. And the Gaming Sense Gaming.
He wants to get a Triforce tatted on his dick.
Yeah, he does.
Because he will quote unquote get all the video game bitches.
All of them.
Get a tat on his little dick.
All two of them.
Jada would be into that. Who else?
Joey would be really into that.
There's the two.
Right along to. We'll do that one last. because that'll lead into the next one. So let's do the Resident Evil 7 plot has been leaked a little.
Oh.
Because you has know it? How people look on the internet every damn day for any yep. scrap of information that they can. Well, the ESRB apparently leaked some ratings and some information on it. Of course, it's going to be rated R. Or whatever the equivalent is, the E for everybody.
T for teen?
No.
M for mature?
It's going to be M for mature. it said it contains blood, gore, intense violence, and strong language.
Whoa. Yeah. Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers. No, here's when the real spoiler comes in. The rating summary. It says, this is a survival horror game. Wait, let me stop before I start.
Survival
horror. Is this a real spoiler alert?
It's a little spoiler. It's not like a full-blown. They give you some, you know, names of characters and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's not going to give you like a full, like, at the end.
Jeff dies.
It's a dream. Yeah. Nothing like, no.
It's all a dream.
So rating summary.
Just read Word Up magazine.
They write it up as, the ESRB writes it up as, this is a survival horror game in which players assume the role of Ethan, a man searching for his missing wife
in a village called Silent Hill.
In a derelict mansion. From a first-person perspective, players explore environment and use pistols, shotguns, flamethrowers, explosives, and chainsaws to kill mutant creatures. Hmm. Now, mind you, they're not giving you, like, the full, you know, they're just kind of, yeah.
They're not zombies.
This is just so the parents will know, hey, this is what your kid's going to be.
Oh, yeah, because parents read ESRB ratings.
Well, hey. Yeah, yeah, we all know that.
Yeah. No. Where's that? Combat is accompanied by a realistic gunfire, screams of pain, and exaggerated blood splatter effects. How do they know it's exaggerated?
It's blood squibs.
Coming
out of your TV.
Does the ESRB go and test how real blood splatter happens with shotguns?
They go and actually shoot somebody.
Okay.
Shoot mutants and find out how it splats on the walls. I'm like, that's similar.
Well, no, in fact, the ESRB. They're headquartered in Modesto.
Oh, well, I mean, makes
explains so much sense.
As players progress through the story, cutscenes can depict instances of gore and intense acts of violence. A character's arm dismembered by a chainsaw, a man's leg taken off at the knee with a shovel.
I just picture some bean counter pencil pusher guy sitting there typing this up.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, but you know
it's
what?
It's so matter of fact.
Yeah. It's so matter.
What's cool, though, you got to think about it. He's probably not a gamer.
Yeah.
But he gets to play this game before you guys. Yeah. So he can write this matter of fact thing. He's like, oh, a leg just got taken off at the knee. Hold on.
Let me write this down. Male enters room with only flashlight and hacksaw.
Yeah.
Mutated being enters and gets dismembered.
Yeah.
He wants to be a Stephen King like copycat. Writer.
You think that's straightforward? The next part. Some areas also depict mutilated corpses with exposed organs.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, the words F**K, I don't know what that is. Because that's literally how they put it. F**K.
It's fack. All right, go fack yourself.
Maybe they don't know that there's a C.
I swear, I just copied it straight from the ESRB thing.
And **.
Yep.
T.
Yep. Are heard in the dialogue.
What?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Mike dropped. Spoilers for that.
There you go. So are you excited even more about Resident Evil now?
No, I couldn't get through the demo.
Really?
I couldn't do it.
Coward.
I couldn't do it. Yep.
Holy fack, am I excited.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was playing the game, and I got to this part where like this like crawl space opens up, and you got to go down there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, frack that.
You know why? Because it starts
I'm done.
Logic starts to pop in.
Yeah.
I'm not going in that crawl space. What the hell?
Every time I play a game like that, I'm like, I would never do this in real life.
I was like, there's a perfectly good window. Why can't I jump out of it?
Dumbest thing that's ever happened.
So I got these bolt cutters.
That tells me that it's a very good, scary story if you start thinking like that. I remember having those thoughts back in original Resident Evil. Like, I was so scared. I'm like, if this was real life, I would just be out that window. Like,
peace.
Yeah, it'd just be like,
why am I still here?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going upstairs. That's where the killer's at. No.
Everybody knows that. I've seen horror movies. I'm not going downstairs in the basement either.
They what was the game that I loved that freaking high school game?
Obscure.
Yeah. There was a whole bunch of windows in that one too, and I was just like, why didn't I just go out the damn window? There's not plants on the window that are covering it or something like
that.
Did you try? Yeah, I tried all the time. It was just a flat freaking...
It was just nothing, yeah.
Nothing.
In the first Resident Evil, dogs popped out, so that was scary.
Yeah.
That was one of the best jump scares.
It's the worst.
That fucking window. Silent, in that hallway.
Silent Hill had a jump scare. Silent Hill 1 had a jump scare where a cat jumps out of a locker room. Yeah. Or a locker. Almost peed my pants.
Oh, yeah.
Almost. Yeah. And we played it in a dark room. And on the PC, actually, too. It was a crazy time back then. Emulated some things, so not proud of it. Not proud of it. But it was good. Razor 916 says Obscure was such a good game. It was, man. Like, that was a horror game. That's why I fight so hard saying you can do horror co-op. Because that game did it. And it did it well. And when a character died, they were dead.
They were dead.
They were dead. And then you got different cutscenes.
They weren't comic book dead.
Yeah. They got different cutscenes, and the story changed depending on, you know, who survived at the end. They don't do that like that nowadays. It's just, it's terrible. But I think Resident Evil is going to bring sexy back.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Just that VR experience I got to have at San Diego Comic-Con. The kitchen demo? Ridiculous. Like, I was cursing like a freaking little bitch in front of these two very attractive ladies who were in the same room, and like I had to apologize.
Corey punched one of them because it's VR.
After the demo, I was like, "Ladies, I'm so sorry. Like, I really apologize." They're like, "No, that's you were mild."
Said, "It's okay. Everybody shits themselves." Yeah. The first time.
You pants are just off to the right. Change your room is to the left.
They said they weren't going
to
tell.
So get your Resident Evil 7 in pants.
Your Resident Evil 7.
Is that why there were so many Resident Evil? They were on. It was on the butts, like, too.
Everybody's wearing Resident Evil pants.
I
should have
wore the
here.
Brown pants. I should have wore the brown.
He pants. Wore the brown pants.
You
should
like whenever because they set it up for you to be scared. So they got the big headphones on you.
Yeah,
and you know you're
dark
kind of
room.
Dark room.
They
yeah.
made the like the little room I was playing it in kind of look like the kitchen.
Yeah. From the game. So you're looking around and you're getting those mental pictures of you in there as well. So it's like, I just you know what I would I this is what I did. I the first E3. I can't remember what horror game it was. I was just like, I have a meeting to go to. I gotta go, guys. And I just gave him the headphones and bounced out.
Well, we all know how I would have reacted to it because we saw me react to the Samsung one.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I didn't get to actually play that Samsung, but the way it scared you guys, if that game elicited that sort of reaction, get ready.
I'm never gonna play VR.
Get ready
because Resident Evil is gonna be in VR.
Yeah, I know. I'm never gonna play it in VR.
Oh yeah,
ever.
No.
I'm barely gonna play it like in regular.
It's hard to watch somebody stream it.
Are you gonna get it on the NX? They're gonna do the heart monitor thing,
right?
Yeah, so you can hear your heart monitor.
Yeah, so just you like can know when you're having a heart attack. That's awesome. Like, oh, I'm actually dying in the game
and in
outside.
Real life.
Yeah, because that's what I want.
NX is worth it.
It's Wii Vitality. They're bringing it back.
Charlie Manson says Fatal Frame. He said that scared the crap out of him. But
oh, Fatal Frame?
Yeah, because that one, you don't have any weapons. It's just the camera, right?
That's what sucks. And I like that kind of gameplay where it's like, you know, you really feel underpowered, you know. To me, Resident Evil's stop getting scary, of course, you know, because...
Once you got bazookas and
stuff. Oh, yeah. Once the main character was buffer than half the freaking things he was fighting, like, yeah.
Well, the Mafkins need to do push-ups.
That's terrible.
I'm looking forward to that movie, though.
The new one?
The new one.
Stop it.
Are you looking forward to it being over?
Yeah.
Like the series?
You know, okay, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. But I love shitty Resident Evil movies.
They all are.
Yeah.
The first one was all right.
First one, I was going to say, yeah. And the second one was fun, too.
No, I will say the second one is better. Yeah, the second one is better.
Yeah. And then they started getting really crazy, but I still enjoy them in the same way, like, Sharknado's cool. Like, they're just so bad. They're loosely based off of a video game. I like it. I'm looking forward to that movie.
Oh, we got one for the segment, Good Game, Bad Movie.
Wentworth Miller as Chris Redfield.
That guy. I think that's where I just started disliking him.
Moving right along, and this will spin right into our next segment here. We have No Man's Sky players are getting refunds from PSN and Steam.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Now, we saw that there was an 80, or we just, you know, previously said that we heard that there was 80% drop-off in this game.
Yeah.
Well justified, I don't know. Let's put a question mark on there until we figure, you know, some things out. Sean Murray's got to hit me up. He's got to personally call me.
Is he?
Yeah, he needs to, because...
He's cashed that check already.
Oh, no, yeah. He's off in the Bahamas.
He's like, I'm not doing the refunds. That's Sony's biz.
He's in No Man's Ouch. Island. That's what he's doing right now. Just is laughing it up. But No Man's Sky is rather rocky launch, mainly due to the lack of some key features the developers hinted at before the launch's game. Since these features didn't end up being in the final game, the players were disappointed about mainly the removal of any multiplayer, which we saw.
I thought they announced that from the beginning there was none.
But I think what they mean by multiplayer is by if we are on the same planet, we should be able to see each other.
So that confirmed is not in the game? Because I remember when the first two players kind of found each other.
And they didn't see each other.
They didn't see each other, but they were like, it was just, you know, launch it's a server glitch. Problem.
Yeah.
It hasn't been really confirmed yet.
How did they know they found each other?
They were standing like in front of the same NPC on a planet that it was named the same thing.
Yeah.
Like
how did these two communicate?
Oh, Twitch.
Twitch.
Yeah, they were streaming it. Yeah. Yeah, and they did a split screen stream so you can see at the same time. Yeah. It was pretty interesting. If you watch even a couple of clips from it, you can see, they're on the same spot, like, but you just no interaction between them. There's a huge thread currently over at Reddit and on NeoGAF where people have confirmed that they indeed are getting refunds on both Sony and Valve on their purchase of No Man's Sky, either the PSN or the Steam, of course. While the refund request isn't being processed for everyone, there are some users who are eligible for the refund have actually played the game for a while, including one PSN account who claims he's played more than 40 hours of the game and still got a refund. That sounds...
He shouldn't get
that. Yeah, that sounds like no.
That's like going out to dinner, eating your whole meal, and saying, yeah, that wasn't what I ordered.
Yeah, and then give me my money back.
I've seen people like that get away with it, though, and it's super frustrating.
In a restaurant?
Yes.
I'd kick somebody in the throat. If I was the cook, I'd go right out there.
There's some really shitty people out there.
Put a bucket right next to him, throw it up.
Exactly.
I want that shit.
Keep punching him right in the gut until it's all up. Like, nope, I want it all.
Yeah.
And then you throw the money back in the vomit.
Exactly.
Those people are scum of the earth right there. The ones who, like, any little mistake, they turned it into a free meal.
Yeah.
Can't stand that.
But you've done a refund on Steam, right, Corey?
I've done one, on Ark.
I did the same exact game.
Oh, serious?
Yes. Did the same exact game.
I did not like it. It felt really glitchy and buggy. But I think Steam has it perfect. I like their rules. Like, you can't have played it for more than, is it only 2 hours?
I think it's 2 hours,
I think it might be 2 hours. I think that's perfect. That's like a demo. It's a paid demo.
Yeah.
And if you don't like the game, get your money back. I got Rocket League and some other shit instead, and I'm way more happy.
Charlie Manson says the customer is always right. I'd like to go back in time and punch the guy who invented that phrase as well.
Bullshit.
Kennedy corrects him with customer is never right.
No. I think...
Ceramic Dragon says customer is never right.
Yeah. You
remember Scott
from GameStop? Oh, yes, I do.
My interview, because I did the whole, the customer's always right. He was like, no.
Yeah.
The customer is... he's like, the customer is right if he can prove me wrong.
There's a good one right there. I don't see your receipt.
And that's why I want to work here, sir.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I understand that it didn't deliver on the imagination of plenty.
Yeah, but is that I think a valid refund reason?
No, it's not. It's not.
I mean, because you could say you can go and get an extra small t-shirt. And say, come back and say, yeah, I imagine this fitting me a lot better than it did.
And the tag said small. The person who sold it to you said small, but you took it home anyways, and you're like, hey, this is a fucking small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at me. Am I going to fit into a small shirt? No, I'm not.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good reason.
I don't know why they're... Maybe they just made so much freaking money they don't even care about the little bit that they're giving back.
Do you think they really made that much money, though?
I thought it sold, like,
but
crazy.
It's not even Hello Games that's giving that back. It's
Valve.
It's Valve. It's Sony. Sony, it's all them.
And those are big companies, so, I mean... What are you going
to
do?
I think the game did fine. I hope they continue support to the game and make it more of a Minecraft. It depends on the developer's mind frame. Because if Sean Murray intends on making this like his passion game that he's going to stick his name to and turn this thing into a beast like Minecraft ended up turning into. Because when you look at it, Notch and that whole team, they weren't a video game developer. They were a Minecraft developer.
Yeah.
Like, so, they
well, Notch was kind of a video game developer. He did that 24-hour video game develop contest where he...
Oh, of course he was a developer. I mean, because he made games. But still, like, he wasn't like... He didn't make games. He made game. And he stuck to that game, and he made it what it was, what it turned into. And it ended up getting toy deals.
Oh, it spun into a massive success.
What was it, like, would they pay, like, $1 billion or something for the...
But I think
Microsoft paid like a ton of money.
Oh, yeah, they bought it. They bought it from him. Notch isn't there anymore. He's moved on. And
he's in an island somewhere.
Jerks off onto a big pile of money.
Next to No Man's Sky Island?
Yeah. Both of Sean Murray just moved him. Yeah.
So Sean Murray, do you think he's going to be a Notch or a Peter Molyneux?
He's a Peter. He's a Peter.
He's an in-betweener. And he's hit a fork in the road. And what he does in the next... 2 years will decide that.
He's a Peter Molyneux.
He needs to put co-op in there. That's the only thing that will save your game. Put some type of either co-op or I can see other people.
There's a fork in the road, Sean Murray. You have two choices. You can go down the left path, and that is the way of Notch, and you can steer this ship of No Man's Sky into a franchise that will blow people's minds.
Give
and
it
just
the
take
hype.
The world. Yeah, and it's a hard road. Sir, but you can do it, or you can go down the right path where you're just a bullshit liar.
Here's the thing now,
stupid idiot. Game, moron.
All right, so Ramming Dragon says he played 100 hours of DayZ and he wants his money back. Game isn't finished. That's basically the whole argument right there, definitely.
Yeah.
But here we go. Let's go right into it. We got No Man's Sky on the brain. That's good. It's perfect. We talked about, of course, you know, like I said, Game of the Gears, and No Man's Sky didn't even get a nod or a mention for some reason. But it's supposed to be this, you know, gigantic, enormous, I guess, in scope at least, game.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? As I was going back and forth, should I buy this freaking game or not? Whatever. I said, I'm going to bring it to the Weekend Bang and see how it is. Because I consider us the guardians of gaming. We played a lot of games over our years. And we should know how to, you know, rule on things like this.
Yeah.
So today, everybody... No Man's Sky is going on trial. What is the crime? What is the crime, you ask?
I asked.
Is it rape? I didn't hear anybody ask.
It's rape.
Is it rape? Because it raped your wallet?
False advertisement.
Question. Okay. Because if it was rape, did he go to Stanford?
Probably.
Because then he's fine.
Yeah, then he'll just get like 2 months or a slap on her.
Enjoy college.
It's college. What today, are you going to do?
Today, the
boys will be boys.
It's People versus No Man's Sky. The defendant, Hello Games, and Sean Murray exclusively, basically, because he was the face. No Man's Sky has been hyped for quite some time and has been met with some bipolar reviews, of course. Some good, some bad, whatever. Today's trial will focus on facts and evidence. That one Sean Murray has quoted and shown us over the years. Everything in here has been said or shown by one Sean Murray. Okay, you have a question. Go ahead.
A question. Did you watch a Law & Order episode and just change the words?
No, I didn't, actually. It is all off the top of my
head.
That's
all. That's impressive.
And you know what's even more impressive is that I went and found all these stupid quotes from this fool just to see what it is.
That's a lot of effort.
Dedication, man.
Now, are these quotes... from before they got flooded and all their stuff was wiped?
I don't know.
Because strike that from the record. He didn't raise his hand. Objection.
And our jury, a.k.a. the chat room, you know, I will present the evidence to you. And then we will let you guys choose if No Man's Sky is guilty or not guilty of false advertisement.
Do we get to give our verdicts personally?
Yeah, you can definitely give your verdicts. But the first question I ask,
hang him.
Who wants to be the defense attorney for No Man's Sky.
I've never played it, so I'm going to step back.
That's between me and Corey, then.
I will definitely pass the mantle over to
Nice deflection.
I actually did create the straw poll, and I posted the link in chat, so if you are listening to my voice, you can hear. I got to be, I can't be just creating straw polls and be unbiased.
Have you? And you've put the most time into it, though, right, haven't you?
No, I think Corey passed me up, actually. You know what? I can find out right now. How much time do you have in
Ninja 21? What up?
13 hours? All right.
We got a new person in there? Ultimo Greninja? He's not old. He's not new, right?
I've never seen that name before in my life.
Oh,
well, new to me?
I have never seen that one
What's
before.
What's up, my Ultimo?
Ultimo's been around.
Yeah, Ultimo Greninja. Yeah. So Ultimo Greninja catching you up. We are putting No Man's Sky on trial. And you know what? If you want to play a defense attorney in chat room because you guys have the internet and fingertips in your hands... Definitely.
You got fingertips in your hands?
Yes. It's all the same. All the same.
I got 9.7 hours.
All right, I'll do it.
And here we go. So Exhibit A brought in front of the court today.
So who's... Okay, go ahead.
You got to do it like Pee Wee Herman.
All right, so
Exhibit
you're...
Exhibit B.
You are the prosecutor.
The prostitute.
You are the defendant.
A Canada just got banged. And I feel like if he's coming prepared, like... Okay, I just found out about this bit. Just now. Like, I didn't know we were going with this whole judge theme, so I have zero preparation.
I could do it. I'll do it, and you could just mind the
How about we tag team it?
All right.
Okay, that's fine.
What is he doing here?
only because you guys have played the game, definitely. And that should be enough firepower for everything that, you know, all the evidence.
Okay.
That I, all right. you know, and you'll be able to, you know, definitely have retorts on this one.
Counsel?
Yep. Yes, Your Highness.
So I bring No Man's Sky.
We're going to nail this.
I bring No Man's Sky in front of the court today only because two things. One, things were promised. And two, people were disappointed.
Objection.
Okay.
Define promise.
Exhibit A. Sean Murray goes out at E3 and he says, and I quote, "Every planet in every solar system is fully destructible." Now, having only played the game maybe 5 minutes, I clearly found that, no, not every planet is fully destructible, because I tried to shoot the ground, and I couldn't destroy the ground.
I've destroyed the ground.
Not on the planet that I was at.
If you use a plasma grenade launcher thing, you can destroy the ground. I was going to say, I don't know how deep it goes and if there's caves and stuff under there, because I've only gone, you know, a couple... shots deep, but you can destroy the ground.
You can destroy the ground.
Yeah. Confirmed.
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 Yeah. Yep.
Very good.
Does anybody know if you can, like, dig a hole, like, Red Faction style?
Is there a Red Faction style? I don't know if that's confirmed or not. I've never done that myself.
Has anybody in the chat played it?
Chat room, if you want to chime in, can you Red Faction style? Because whenever I was presented with, you know, the quote, every planet is fully destructible. That's what I thought.
Because here's the thing.
Okay.
Because if that's true, then I would destroy planets.
Right? A
full
planet.
And erase them off the goddamn galaxy.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing to remember. Is that you don't come into the game with Infinity Gauntlet.
True.
And ready to just blast planets out of the sky.
But that capability should be there, though, right?
If you have a powerful enough weapon, then you can destroy...
But
planets. But keep in mind, that's like taking a rocket launcher and saying, I'm going to destroy the Earth. You could do it.
Yeah.
It's going to take you a minute.
Just go to Yellowstone. Right in the lava.
Boom.
Core action.
Destroy.
Fully destructible is a loose term, man. Fully destructible, because I hear people say, like, oh, Battlefield, what was the game we used to play? Was it Bad Company 2?
Yeah, Bad Company 2.
Yeah, it was fully destructible, but there were still buildings you couldn't destroy. I think the only game, and if a game decides to do true, fully destructible environments, that's the game.
Red Faction.
Red Faction. And that was the gimmick. Like, that's all we talked about. Fully destructible, you know, and I think that's probably the only game to ever have really done it. Hmm. So, or Minecraft. Minecraft as well.
Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft. I would say
but that. No one said Minecraft's fully destructible environment.
They like, never did.
No one really said that.
Nobody said that.
So I don't think that's a lie. You can destroy pretty much everything on the planet, enough to where I would say it's reasonable.
Yeah.
Hey!
Umbrella Gaming 916!
Somebody from the 916. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you
for the 916.
Exhibit B, later on in his campaign for... We're going to go into overtime.
Yeah, we're going into overtime. Yeah.
Later on in his little campaign for No Man's Sky... Sean Murray, great guy.
He's the worst attorney.
That's worse.
Objection.
Said, look at him. Look at
being
his face.
A dick.
Overruled. I'll allow it.
He shows a video clip of somebody. We'll call it Lightspeed because I don't know the real name of you going
okay.
at Lightspeed.
Ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed. You go ludicrous speed.
All right.
And he zips right into...
Face down, ass up.
A giant space battle with two big frigates and a whole bunch of little starfighters zipping around.
Okay.
Clearly a war going on. He says, you can join a faction and choose sides on the war.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's like the first decision you make in the game.
So you make... That decision there, you choose a faction, and you fight for that side.
Wait, is it only one faction?
No, there should be multiple if there's...
Well, I think the planet I was on, there's like this glowing orb that basically tells you to pick a side. And I think you're either choosing the side of the...
Atlas.
The Atlas.
Right.
Atlas Corporation, okay.
And the, or like the side of the indigenous race. Or that.
No, I don't think so because I know I chose the side of the Atlas. And I'm on really good terms with indigenous people.
So you're England.
So have you...
Corey, you're native?
I think that is later... Okay, so there's two ways to play the game. You could follow the loose storyline that is there.
Okay.
Or you can just freeball it.
That's gross.
And just do whatever the hell you want to.
So this loose storyline, can I choose a faction... And oppose the other side.
I think that's something that is beyond where Corey and I are.
But I have been in a space and I saw like these frigates.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And I started attacking one like a jackass.
Oh, yeah.
And I did get like some cavalry called.
That's not choosing a side. If somebody attacked you out in public, that's not because they chose the anti-web crew.
Yeah, it is.
That's just because they...
I'm on to you, and I know where you are.
That's not choosing the side. That's his random chaos attacking something and somebody reacting to that.
Well, I mean, I've been attacked in space. In the second star system I went to, all of a sudden my alarm started going off. It said enemy detected.
Okay.
And
was that because of the faction you chose?
I believe so, because when I killed them, then it said the Valheen, you're, because that's the race of people that I'm... friendly with.
Uh-huh.
The your stance with the Valheen Rose or something like that.
Now, is it the Valheen are Atlas people?
I'm not that far in the story to know. That's the thing. Is like we're still so far into the beginning of into the beginning. Corey's still in his first star
system. Do you get to pick your character?
No.
No. You
so you just don't know what you look
you
like.
You have no idea what you look never like. Know. So far I've okay. not seen one mirror.
Drop the ball.
Alright.
There's plenty of
play. Well, cool. Why, okay, hang on. To that, why would you want to like look special if you don't see yourself and you don't see anybody else?
Clearly no mirrors in this universe.
And yeah, water, I haven't seen one
water,
mirror.
And water isn't reflective.
I haven't gotten close enough to water to see reflective or not, to be honest.
I don't know, because maybe you can do something where you can, there's a storyline with your race of people and it affects your factions. Maybe there's an idea.
Sustained.
Wow. So
side of the dreamers. There is a choice at the beginning that says choose a side. I don't know. If I'm trying to decide whether someone or something is guilty and it says that there are two factions to choose from or there are multiple factions to choose from and I, when I started the game, chose a faction, whether I've seen the results or whether they flushed out an accurate system of competing between the two factions, the decision was there, and I made it.
So you're arguing the fact that even if there is no gameplay mechanic to a decision... You still got that decision.
I made a decision.
We're arguing that we made a decision to join a faction, which was the original argument.
Yes, correct.
Thank you. Can you choose factions? Yes.
Yes, you can.
They sound like cigarette salesmen.
What?
Hold on, before you go ahead. Because the real
thing. Excuse me, sir.
I know.
We're lawyers?
Yeah. Literally, that's what that is. Will cigarettes kill you? The doctor already said no. Okay?
Over time, maybe.
Over time, maybe.
But
and the cigarette didn't kill you. It was the nicotine inside.
Yeah, exactly.
And the people's decision to this bad habit.
Boom.
So would you...
Are there space battles?
Yes.
Sure there are.
Yeah.
So
I've been in space battles.
I've been in space and I had a battle.
Throughout an infinite galaxies.
There could be more factions. We don't know.
You said... How many systems are you in?
I'm in... I just went back to my first one. I've been to
You've
two.
You've been to two.
Yes.
In that second system...
Yes.
Was there another faction group or something
else? It's the same galaxy, so it's the same people group.
Okay,
no.
Will you agree, then, that... It is misleading to let the player or the potential player, the potential player to believe that they're going to have this more of an impact if they choose one faction or another.
No, because they could.
Because the visuals that were shown was a grand space battle.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Everybody spawns somewhere differently.
Very true.
This particular player could have spawned closer to the heart of the battle.
But that's not what was said. What was shown was a grand space battle.
Right.
And that you would be able to participate in that because of joining one faction or another.
Right. The grand space battle that neither one of us has gotten to yet.
But still, nonetheless, I haven't even seen it. Trust me, I've looked at... Stupid amount of freaking video today. And I even typed in faction space battles on the thing just to look at stuff.
Yeah.
There was a 4-hour video. A 4-hour video.
How long has this game been out?
The game has been out probably about a week, 2 weeks, three weeks?
It's been out a few weeks. But yeah. The thing is...
So how many hours do you think it would take to leave a system?
It depends on... Honestly, you can leave a system... Depends on how quickly you can gather your resources. Because here's the thing.
Just based off, how long did it take you to get to that first system you got to?
A couple hours.
Here's the other thing I was talking about, too. Or I also thought of. I understand it's a gigantic, gigantic universe.
Right.
Right? And I understand not everybody's going to be able to see everything. You know? So, it's a possibility that it's still out there. But what I'm going on is, you marketed it. You showed me this.
And it's not false marketing because it's still in the game.
It's probably out there somewhere.
No, see, and that's what I have. Enough. That's where I have the issue with. It's probably. That's where I have issue.
He didn't say that every player...
For the whole campaign, he would never lock into a full... This is how you're going to see this
game. Is this
game.
Exhibit
this
C? Game.
But this is where he went and did that.
Okay, where's Exhibit C? Let's get this thing...
Day and night cycles.
Okay.
We got those, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Because planets rotate on their axis.
Right.
Close to the sun, all that type of stuff. Planets that are closer to suns with actual reaction to being closer to a sun. Have you guys ran into
Elaborate.
That yet? If I'm closer to the sun, it's hotter, damn it. But how's that?
Yeah. Does your suit
make
something for your suit?
I've seen quite the opposite.
I think you can. I have been on planets that are further away from suns.
So is it cold?
And it's super... I get warnings. Thermal temperature dropping.
And here's the thing, Aaron. Like, I don't know if you know much about, the atmosphere and the cosmos and everything, but the different sizes of the planets in relation to where you're at could make it appear that something's closer to the sun when it's not. Like, no, they don't rotate perfectly round around the sun. So the year cycle is important to note here. The week cycle. So
no, I mean...
Angle of the axis.
How could you tell that this particular planet is closer to the sun without having, like, really done your research?
What hemisphere are you in?
When you fly to the damn planet? When you fly to the planet, you can see the sun, right?
Yeah, but you don't know where you're at in relation to that sun.
How do you not know where you're at in relation to the damn sun when you're flying to a planet?
Yeah, but the way...
We know the relation of Mars to the sun, right?
The sun this big next to the planet, or is it this like? Is it gigantic or is it small?
So now we're talking. Red sun or is it a white dwarf?
And how big is this planet that you're on?
How big is the planet?
So we got all that.
What
in
time
this
of year is it?
Yeah.
Catch us in the overtime, everybody. For Steven, Corey, the real David Webb. I'm Sir Aaron Carter, saying this isn't over
until it's over.